এখানে তো যা যোগাযোগ করবেন নাকি, ডিপ্রেসড ডিসঅ্যাপয়েন্টেড, তাদের সঙ্গে যোগাযোগ করবেন একটা এরকম অবজেক্ট। উইথ হোয়াট ইমিডিয়েট মোটিভ ইউ আর গোয়িং টু বম্বে আমেরিকা?
Yes.
What will be your next program immediate?
Well, see, Maharaj, before I left, there were some devotees. They wanted to know the results of my speaking to your divine grace. So I wanted to return to America and meet with my God brothers and God sisters. And explain to them some of the instructions that you've given, some of your advice, and find out, move amongst them and find out more specifically what they're interested to do for their own Krishna consciousness and the spread of Krishna consciousness.
What is the present attitude of ISKCON and Jai Krishna Maharaj's present feeling? What is the attitude of the ISKCON administration towards you?
Towards me?
Yes.
Well,
they can't see it with sympathy, is it?
No, I think they think that I'm a potentially dangerous individual.
But your endeavor may encourage
dissension.
The hesitating to go to side with you. Those that are hesitating, they are already disconnected. Perhaps for them, if they are organized, then there may be a difficulty. And those that are hesitating, they would also have got some poor footing.
Yes.
Such apprehension is not, may not be imaginary or the, but what to do? If you want to save the disappointing element, to enliven them with the words and the thought of Mahaprabhu, then of course this dissension is to be tolerated. But unnecessarily, no heat is not desirable.
What is not desirable?
Heat. Yes. We'll be very careful. That is the institution founded by your Guru Maharaj, our revered Swami Maharaj. So, we must try our best not to disturb them as much as possible. But at the same time, we cannot be only onlooker, idle onlooker to those that are going away and astray from the path of Mahaprabhu towards which after life they have got the chance. After how many births, innumerable births in our works of our Guru Maharaj, and a soul in bondage is in the ocean, and he is coming towards the shore, and again to push him to the ocean, that is most cruel and heinous. After long and a long time fighting with the waves of the ocean, Bhava Samudra, one is anyhow coming to the safe position, and again to push them, or they are going to the ocean to to take them in. And that should be the great service. And Guru Maharaj came to do that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He has, in his last words, he told that I disturbed many, I have given anxiety, created anxiety to many ordinary hearts. But to my best understanding, I have did it, I have done it rightly, to be God. But the distribution of the highest thing to them, it was necessary. It was not my personal interest that I gave to many of the in the world such anxiety. But for the saving of the people, I was under painful necessity to give anxiety to a certain portion of mankind. But I could not but do it. So, with this idea in our heart, we are under painful necessity to save those that came under the flag of Swami Maharaj, to attain their highest peace. With this spirit you will march on. I also approve you going to America for the purpose here. There is a proposal here, as I told previously to you all, that a center for you may be established on the other side of the Ganges in Madhyadipa. In Madhyadipa is vacant, no mot has been built there. Prabhupada had wish to establish in every depot, nine islands, in every island, to establish one center, Mahaprabhu Seva Pratishtha. But the Madhyadip is still empty. So, if you all agree, then we may try to secure a plot on the other side of the Ganges and Madhyadipa to acquire some land. And there, in the beginning it will be given to understand that in our interest. But really it will, for you, that is, you know, the Swami Maharaj, people that have been neglected, that cannot, if they are treated harshly, they may have an independent center here. And there was that gentleman, Venkata Prabhu, and the Akhayananda Maharaj, and another gentleman, are very eager to do this. So, to select a land for fitting our purpose, should we go forward? What do you say? Charushami Maharaj. You consider it seriously. Mostly it will be for the for those that are neglected by the present ISKCON and have got real interest for Mahaprabhu. It will be a bold step In the beginning it may be begun in my name, but the object is such. In my connection it may be begun. That may not trouble them, but it is meant for such. They will have got an independent footing here when it is necessary. If you think necessary, whether it should be judicious to begin with now. He has got much enthusiasm in the matter.
We were thinking, actually, Maharaj, that foreseeing that in the future such some separate place, it would be necessary.
Maybe.
It may be.
And if you like, if they come in terms, you may amalgam it also.
Right.
We have got a respectable position here. It's necessary. When time may come, when it may be amalgamated with this call, doesn't matter. But they have got some sort of shelter here. With this object, should we move forward? We have consult within you.
Maharaj, actually we had been consulting amongst ourselves quite a bit, and we'd come to a similar conclusion.
All right. Discuss among yourself. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Then what about your Bombay meeting? What was the object of the present meeting there?
The object of the present meeting was, actually Maharaj, it was a conference to glorify Prabhupada. And it was an 8-day long or 9-day long program. But to just give it a public appeal, the conference was named as Karma, Gyan and Bhakti.
What is the relation between them?
Yeah, relation between them.
Or to harmonize them. Karma means do for him. Gyan, inquire what is about him. And bhakti, that karma is no karma. In service, the external feature of karma is present. And also when sambandha gyan reaching in the comparative study, the gyan's position, the position of the knowledge is also there, it is already spiritual. But the third plane has been invented or discovered, where the external conception of karma, or the misconception of karma vanishes. And what we think to be the proper nature of knowledge, that also vanishes. And Gyan Sunna Bhakti is discovered, comes in stream. No Gyan to be that karma. Just as in intuition, when one is doing intuitively, a reflex action, without consciousness, things are being done, instinctively. In our reflex action, no voluntary exercise of any knowledge is necessary, in intuition also. But things are done, are not less important than the calculation of knowledge, consciousness. Such brain is there, automatic. And just as to push a car or train, is oil and gas necessary? Supreme. They are trying to have to get energy from someday to these scientists, more cheap and automated. So the plane supplies the fuel there. And without calculation, and without the tiredness of leather,
endeavor.
Reaction of leather, that is done. No fatigue and neither calculation. Automatically, the father is paying love.
Nishkulmam Abhishkatam. Bhagavat, the conclusion, Sloka Bhagavat. What is the gift? What is the seed? After the whole Bhagavat, then a seed is given. What is here? On the seed? Krishna Bhagavatam Pramano. That Vaishnavanam, what is the beginning? No, that is Vishnu Chakravarti, Bhagavat spoke itself. Pranam Olam, Yad Vaishnavanam Vriyam, Yasmin Paramam Swami Kondam, Gitam Karam Diyati, Jatta Gyan Vilaga Bhakti Saitam, Nishpadma Mahavishkitam, Jasinnan Supasan Vicharam Kalu, Bhakti Apunit Sinnara. What I have given in the conclusion, that they say, what I have given here, Nishpadma, Gyan Vilaga Bhakti Saitam, Nishpadma Mahavishkitam. We shall have to tell us then to produce our desire. Nishpadma, so the Gyanis, they are in search of something disgusted with the life of Leela and the lead. Leela and the lead, that is a dishonorable life. Always do and then enjoy. That is a dishonorable life. So Nishkunam, the scholars, they are in quest of a life where the Leela, previous Leela has been eliminated from that life. And also one can be happy. But they come to a destructive position of Swami Jumukhi. So they believe themselves in the contrast quality. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, I shall live your life. I have no weariness of labor, no reaction of labor, nishkarma, but the result of labor you will have no idea. Nishkarma nārīṣṭhitam, and gyan vairāgya will be subservient to you. Such a thing I am giving here. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam Purāṇam Amalam, Amala Purāṇam, Anchan Pad. Purāṇam means prehistoric, and also Purāṇam means which can supplement, give fulfillment. Ulanātati Purāṇam, Purno Purāṇam, make it perfect, anything, perfect, fulfill that. Bhagavatam, Puranam, Amalam, Amala Puranam, purest of the pure, things have been distributed here. But Vaishnavanam Priyam, very favorite to the Vaishnava, Kambaranam Priyam, Jasmin Paramahamsa, Neko Mamalam, Jnanam Param Diyate. A particular type of knowledge, for what is accepted and followed and searched by the Paramahamsa. Hamsa means Sarugrahi, who can eliminate unnecessary and collect necessary. That is the nature of Swami. You can eliminate the water. With water and the milk mixed together, Swami will take up the milk and the water will be in it. So that is his hamsa. Paramahamsa is very expert in that activity. Paramahamsa. Tharugrahi, bhāt, the proper necessity, higher thing you can take from anywhere and everywhere, eliminate the undesirable, the reactionary. Paramahamsa means that means Paramahamsa make Mulam Gyanam Paramyati. This is a particular type of knowledge, not ordinary knowledge, but of the empirical school. But it is a particular type of knowledge, Paramahamsa make Mulam Gyanam Paramyati. It is praised by the experts to be the highest type of knowledge. Gyanam Paramyati, just mean Gyanam Viraru Bhakti Saitam Nishkarma Mahavishkatam. Nishkarma means to get out of the disturbance of liver, the reaction of liver, that is Nishkarma, this sense. Nishkarma, the free from the reaction of liver, Nishkarma. Nishkarma means, it does not mean the cessation of liver, but the undesirability in the liver, that is eliminated here. The tedious element of liver, that is eliminated, but not the movement eliminated. Vilas is not eliminated, but in Vilas, the dissipation of energy, and so one becomes tired and suffers from reaction. That is eliminated, the poison eliminated. And the nectar section of the liver, that is retained, movement is retained. Movement retained, and the weariness is eliminated. Nishkarma Mahavishkatam. Dr. Gyanam Viraru Bhakti Saitam, Nishkarma Mahavishkatam. I have to give
you. Last line, Darshan one.
The last line. Last line. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam, Vaishnavanam Priyam. Jasmin Paramahamsa Mekamalam Gyanam Puriyam Diyati Jatra Gyanam Vilagar Bhakti Saitam Nishkarma Mahavishkatam. How it is possible to get out of the reaction of Gyanam Karma? Bhakti Saitam. Because devotion has got the principal part there. Bhakti Saitam Nishkarma Mahavishkatam. Seva. Bhakti Seva. Follow. Nishkarma. Jat Sinnam Supatam Vicharana Paru Bhakti Apanam Chennara. Jat Sinnam, if one can very carefully attend that, listen to that. Sinnam, Supatam, and makes a regular study of that thought. Supatam, Vicharana Paru, and he discusses it with the sadhus, and any doubt may be removed. Vicharana Paru, Bhakti Apanam Chennara. And then he gets the real acquaintance of devotion, and automatically he has the all bondage shaken off. Then what was the beginning? Confinement of Krishna. Eliminated. And the proper Panipat Paripasana Seva, the Anushandhan Gyan, the knowledge which is based on Panipat Paripasana Seva, that is not eliminated. No, that is the proper knowledge which takes us to the final thing. But which has got the consciousness that I am infinite, I am going to know infinite. And the real principle is there that to satisfy infinite, that he will come in me, descend in me, and I shall know. This sort of knowledge has been admitted. This conception of real karma and the real knowledge, that is elemental. Karma means vilas movement, that is retained, and there also the regulation of the service activity, that is also to be retained. And the right is Bhagavan Bhagavan Dhanavi Rishto, our fulfillment of life in the service of the Lord. So it will reach us in that plane, where one will find that by serving, we have come to such a great thing, great substance, that by serving Him, we shall get fulfillment. Of our life, at every step, we shall feel that, that my life is being successful, getting fulfillment, more and more, only by serving Him. Second, a great magnanimity, noble substance is come. By giving my everything to Him, I am becoming gainer and gainer, more and more. You know, such a prayer, it will take us. Then everything is good. Upadekhandite gyanam gyanina sattva-dasyam. Karma jugga thas karmana, anyakta rupayam karma vandana. Gyan. Sabbam karma, bhagunam janma gyanam, bhagunam janma anti gyanam maham parvajyati. The real man will live to the proper place. To the service, that is real gyan. So gyan is not to be condemned, karma is not to be condemned in the real spirit. But at the present, the form which has captured us with the satanic idea of enjoyment and renunciation, that should be eliminated. The spirit of renunciation, cutting a connection with everything, cutting a connection with the environment. The knowledge that encourages us to cut up connection with the whole environment, thinking it is all bad, that is eliminated. And the karma, when it is for selfish, whether small or extended, selfishness, any part, that is eliminated. But karma, gone, movement is encouraged, and knowledge proper, that is also encouraged. But not leading to exploitation or renunciation. That is two enemies, karma and bad. So the elimination of these two, is large. But rather, that is necessary. That is addressed by devotion, love, and highest fulfillment of life. With the discovery of a particular plane, where whatever we do for that higher thing, we are benefited, we are improved, and we feel at every step the inner fulfillment of inner gratification of our own self. That is necessary.
I've heard somewhere, I don't exactly remember where.
So it should be karma gyan improved, but at the same time, I get the definition, karma gyan and janavidam. The connection must be kept with that. The real definition of bhakti, karma jnana dvaragatam. And Narada Sutra, sabhu padhi vimuktam. Sabhu padhi vimuktam. Padhi is selfish. Selfish cover. Selfish cover. And these two phases, the exploitation and renunciation. Renunciation also selfish. Selfish. Exploitation is selfish, it is clear. Renunciation also selfish. Because divorcing the environment. Environment. No connection. So that is also selfish to cut up everything. To seek one's own. The imaginary comfort. So that is also selfish. So devotion is only in person, non-selfish, and an organic attempt. Really, devotion is the organic function. Otherwise, also partly selfish. Now what you are going to say?
Yes. I heard Maharaj somewhere that these six sons of Devaki and Vasudev that was killed by Kamsa.
Six or seven?
The first six sons.
That's six sons.
Yeah, they were representing the Shatdarshan. The six branches of Vedic philosophy. That after that, Chhachhebeke di Marahulo, Tara Vedic Shardarshan it, Yekhan, Evan, 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 Evan,
Well and good. It is mentioned.
I think
I might have heard somewhere. but I can't recollect that when I have heard it. Maybe in some Tika, or Vishwanath, or somewhere, maybe. Maybe I don't remember it back. Hare Krishna.
Pangshu is representing false ego, Ahankar.
Mm-hmm. Ahankar.
Nastika. Nastika. বলদেবের আবির্ভাবিতে যেমন বলদেব তত্ত্ব বিশ্লেষণ করে বলদেব যে শ্রীগুরু তত্ত্ব বা শ্রীগুরুদের যে বলদেবেরই প্রকাশ সেটা আমি বিশ্লেষণ করছিলাম এবং
You must go through it. There we have materials that is based on the present reasoning ground.
Sri Krishna Sangita.
Sri Krishna Sangita. Sri Krishna Sangita. In Bengali and in Sanskrit also. And it's by Lord Prabhupada. A useful book to read. And Chaitanya Shikshamrita. To preach in the Western country, Chaitanya Shikshamrita is more useful than Deva Dharma. Deva Dharma is meant for the alienized people. The those that think in Indian way, Indian philosophy. And the Western philosophy has been read in comparison in Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
Actually, Prabhupada also wrote the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One book which is giving all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Like all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been presented in the book.
In this book?
Yeah.
That's Albihari Kapoor. He was a research scholar. He was doctorate and professor of one of the examiners of three. He was a student of philosophy. And he has based his research only on the direct teachings of Mahaprabhu. Goswami's, they are from the shastras that are collected in support of Mahaprabhu's mind. And he said, my material is the direct advice of Mahaprabhu. And whatever you got, that is only 8 slokas and some other. About 40 slokas direct come from Mahaprabhu. And some stalls, Jagannath, etc. How do you get the direct? Well, I have the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Bhagavad. Then I told, Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they have given all the theological side. No, I have only collected from Chaitanya. That is given by Kaviraj Goswami. There is given this Upadesh to Sanatana, this book, or indirect way, you get from Kaviraj Goswami. Well, no, that is in our mind. When there is mention that Chaitanya is both married them, he says that can be taken as direct, coming direct from him. In this way, this is the basis of his doctorate. That book also remains. Look over. I would be happy.
The Bobiel Kapoor.
Okay. And this is understood in the book, of course, during the time of Prabhupada, it was written. Prabhupada saw it. But there was only one mistake in Madras, a professor of Ramanuja school. Where it is mentioned, he perhaps read that portion and he came with, this is not the conception of Ramanuja. But he was told. And then Sanyala has to accept that. Yes, it is a mistake. Some portion. And then he admitted that it is a mystery. His distinctive object or something like this, he has given the name of Ramanuja Dasu. The objection came there. That this should not be the proper translation of Ramanuja Dasu. It should be like that. The name should be like this. Go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Go, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, Jiva Krishna Maharaj wanted to seek for your advice or to have you have confirmation from your divine grace about his plans when he goes back to America. He is thinking of working with Atreya Rishi Prabhu, who is that Iranian gentleman. He is the BBC of San Francisco.
But he is also...
And he is very sympathetic to all Prabhupada's disciples, those who are not really feeling
comfortable. Anyone whom you think to help you out, you may take his help.
And he is actually, Atreya Rishi Prabhu is very friendly with us also. with Dear Krishna Maharaj.
He was a devotee.
And he was very nice devotee.
And now we have bought the news.
Maharaj?
Yes.
As I have made all these recordings of your divine grace, I wanted to know, to seek your permission, if I could take the philosophical portions and
collect them and publish.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
One other thing, I was wondering that there's a class of devotees who are being produced, who have attachment for our Guru Maharaj and for your divine grace also. So this is kind of a new breed of bhakta who have equal devotion for Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, and your divine grace. So, is this all right?
কিছু ভক্ত তারা প্রভুপাদের প্রতি তাদের আকর্ষণ রয়েছে এবং আপনার প্রতিও খুব আকৃষ্ট হয়েছে, তো দুই প্রশ্ন জিজ্ঞেস করছেন যে সেটা হলে অল রাইট।
He also exceeding my position and thinking also. In the preaching affairs, so many tactics he did in his way, in human action. So in that respect he is so great, so big. And I cannot stand before him. And there's some in internal way, we have a little, it is not difference really, but there is a distinction. Distinction. Every man has got his inner distinction, in that respect. Amongst you also, there are so many. Supernatural, beyond nature. That is the common sign of Achintya. And not to be that we won't come to our own subjective jurisdiction, Achintya. That is there, not within our jurisdiction, but as a subject we shall, we can control it to make the object of our thinking. But when he makes any contact, we understand that.